Okay, what's up? What's up? What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode, 1200 Seconds. I'm your host, Cash Gotti. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. It's a lot to talk about. If you're listening to iTunes, rate and subscribe. If you're listening in Podomatic, you can leave a comment. And also, you can subscribe to the page. And if you're just telling a friend, you know, word of mouth, I appreciate that too. Before we start on to this week's episode, my last time I was here, my last episode, I was talking about Jersey hip hop, and a friend of mine, Sonic, artist from my hometown, he reached out and said, I forgot about Sue Surf. And it's not that I forgot about him. It's just that when I think about Surf, I look at him as a battle rapper, and I haven't heard a full project from him. You know, I know he does have the Newark tape dropping soon. I'm looking out for it. I'm not sure if it's out or when it is dropping, but I probably could add them to the conversation once I hear a full body of work. So before I could make a fair assessment, I figured it was best to not mention them at all. I think that's fair enough. Yeah. So this week, got a lot to talk about. The 10th year of Hurricane Katrina, which took place along the Gulf Coast, affecting New Orleans, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, and I think Alabama too. Can't believe 10 years went by, man. I still remember where I was when I first heard it. But since then a lot of things have changed, man. I mean, it was Category 3 hurricane, claimed the lives of 1,800 people and doing billions of dollars in damage. But a lot has changed since then. I mean, when it was going on, I remember watching the telethon and seeing Kanye and Mike Myers up there. And Kanye just had the most infamous outburst. George Bush doesn't care about black people. How could we forget that, right? But since then, we have a black president now. What else is there? Oh, yeah. Since that's happened, I also had a chance myself to visit New Orleans. I mean, that was probably at the top of my places to visit list. I won't say bucket list, but places to visit list, definitely. And this past, I think it was June, I got a chance to go there. And I mainly stayed in the French Quarters, but just being there, you couldn't tell that it was a hurricane that pretty much devastated the entire city. It was full of life. You know, the culture was still strong. I think probably 90% of the people out there was just, you know, visitors, you know, bunch of tourists. But I did meet a few people that was born and raised in the 504. Man, we tore the French Quarters up, man. I must have spent like $100 in drinks the first night. That's an actual estimate. I'm not going to say Mike. And the next day, ate all the oysters in the city. Had a ball there, man. So, where was you when you heard about New Orleans? When you heard about Katrina, where was you at, man? What were you doing, if you remember? Hit me up at 1200podcast@gmail.com. Leave some comments. Get the conversation going. Do you feel it was handled properly? Do you feel FEMA dropped the ball? I know I do. And that's without really getting into any conspiracy theories. I mean, the storm was a perfect time for the government to begin the gentrification process. I think it's still many of the residents that are still misplaced to this day. A lot of people went to Houston. A lot of people came to Atlanta. A lot of people just never went back to the city because once they were able to, they just couldn't afford it anymore. I mean, they tore down most of the projects. You know, I was going to try to think of a better name for it, but they tore down most of the projects. And if you know anything about the storm, it mainly destroyed the Ninth Ward, which is like, you know, the inner city, the downtown area. And I think another thing that also changed since Katrina was, for a person like me, you know, a tourist, is you can't help but think that it's going to happen while you're there. I mean, I think it was a Saturday night, and I was watching a game in the hotel, and it was raining, and I could barely sleep just thinking, like, damn, I'm on, like, the 29th floor of this hotel. I'm looking out the window thinking, is this shit going to flood? you know, what's the survival plan? Like, it's fucking crazy, man. So it's kind of hanging over your head while you're there. It doesn't really spoil the fun, but, you know, it's always in the back of your mind, like, damn, it's just going to happen again, you know. What the hell am I going to do? So that's pretty much my take on it, man. 10 years, Katrina. And what the inspiration was for this was yesterday I went thrifting. I went to this joint called Park Ave Thrift up in Woodstock. And it was probably one of the biggest joints I've been to in a minute. And I passed up on a lot of stuff. I saw a few members only jackets. I saw a few Ralph Lauren pieces. But I saw this this New Orleans Brass hockey jersey. And I didn't even know it was a real team. You know, I'm asking some of the staff what they know about the team. And so I just do what I usually do when I don't know what something is. Man, I Googled it. And it's a team. They were in the, I guess, Eastern Conference Hockey League. And they were a team from 97 to 02. So they haven't played in 13 years, man. I'm assuming the jersey is pretty much dead stock. And so I picked it up, man. It's a CCM joint. You know, and I'm like, what's the chances of me finding a dead stock New Orleans Brass hockey jersey on the 10th anniversary of Katrina? So it was kind of like full circle for me. You know, the hurricane, me visiting, then me finding this jersey. It was like, okay, let's put it all into perspective and connect it. You know, so I figured I'd share it with y'all, man. That's my take on it. Moving on to another topic, something more upbeat, but keeping it in New Orleans for a minute. Lil Wayne had the Louisiana Fest last night with the Hot Boy reunion. You know, you get to see Turk out there, Juvie out there, Free BG. Man, you had Master P out there, man. I wish I could have been there. You had Drake out there, August Alsina. You had Spitta out there, Currency. It looked like it was great. I didn't watch the stream. I just saw the highlights, you know, just like y'all did from Elliot Wilson, who posts every fucking thing. You can't escape that guy's Instagram page. But, man, it looked like it was fun out there. Man, like it was a ball. Oh, yeah, Manny Fresh was out there. You can't have a Hot Boys reunion without having Fresh out there. It would have been great to see Birdman get his mind right or whatever that situation is. But, just wasn't in the cards, man. I was just happy to see Master P out there, man. Big No Limit fan. Before I was a Cash Money fan, I was a No Limit fan. So anything involving Master P, I'm pretty much with it, you know. I'm looking forward to that Ice Cream Man biopic that's dropping. I don't like the fact that he said that it's going to be a trilogy. But, you know, just to see the story unfold should be good. You know, he don't have a release date for it yet, but so far he got celebrities lined up to play the cast, such as Queen Latifah, Charlamagne the God. I don't know why he's in it, but whatever. And, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it, man. Ice Cream Man biopic coming soon. I guess everybody's, you know, starting to line up their pictures since NWA dropped Straight out of Compton. But, I'm looking to see the best movies. I don't want to see it just because, you know what I mean? I want it to be done properly. And if you got to take your time with it, that's probably the best thing for you. Yep, that's pretty much that. But since the last time we spoke, since my last week episode, two of the albums that I was anticipating for this year ended up on my phone somehow. I don't know, man. I just woke up one day and it was on my phone, man. But yeah, and that's The Weeknd, The Beauty Behind the Madness, and that's Travis Scott, Rodeo. So starting off with The Weeknd, I don't know if this is his third album or second album. I'm not sure what you would consider it. But I listened to the album maybe twice, sat with it. And I guess, you know, he's trying some new things. He's trying a new sound, maybe a more up-tempo sound, but with the same content, you know. So it's not the drug talk with the drug-induced sound. It's more of like the whole album doesn't sound like I Can't Feel My Face or even the Wanderlust, but it's more up-tempo. You know, you can dance to it. You know, you don't have to be high to listen to it. And I guess just like, you know, just I wouldn't call it a classic, just like every other album. It has its good songs and its bad songs. I think before I really put a judgment out on it, I'm going to sit with it some more. But I will say for right now, it's probably not my best Weeknd project. You know, I think that's fair to say. I don't think he topped Thursday yet. Even though House of Balloons is pretty good, Echoes of Silence is pretty good, and Kissland is pretty good, but I just don't think he topped Thursday yet. I'm looking for that. I'm looking to see what he can do to top Thursday, man, because that's the quintessential Weeknd project for myself. And moving along to Rodeo, Travis Scott. Now, this album, first of all, I want to say the first voice you're going to hear when you hear this album is T.I. And I don't know, man. If you're a Cudi fan, you might be disappointed because I feel like he tried to take the same approach that Cudi took with Man on the Moon 1, having Common narrate the album. I feel like he tried to have T.I. narrate his album, and it just didn't go as planned. It sounds like acapellas versus narration, you know, versus spoken word. It sounds like just verses with no beat to it. And I feel like the inserts really have no placement. It's just random talking, you know, throughout the album. But I think it's 14 songs on this album. You know, after like Piss on Your Grave with Kanye, he kind of started to lose me. But that's after listening to it twice. You know, maybe you just have to grow on me. I did like a lot of the songs. Like, I think right now my favorite song on the album has to be, is it This Side? I'm not sure. Let me see what the official title is. That doesn't matter. They got Quavo on it from the Migos. Yeah. Oh My, This Side, whatever. Got Quavo on there. Quavo really helped it out a lot. And that has to be the hottest joint on here. I do like the song Pornography, though. I'll give him that. And I don't know if it's what I expected. Like I said, it's still early, so it can grow on me. But I expected more of, I guess since he's having the narration, I was expecting, because like the artwork, you know, you just expect a bunch of anecdotes or a bunch of 3500s. But hearing the narration, you kind of expect him to tell a story. I don't think there's a story being told on this project. So, like I said, that's just after two listens, man. It can grow on me, and my opinion can be totally different next week. One thing I will give Travis credit for is just like Kanye, I think, was the only person that can give you a song that has both Freeway and Mos Def on it. I think Travis is the only person that can give us a song that has both Young Thug and Justin Bieber on it. So if you're into those type of collaborations where it's like just this world meets this world, then this album is definitely for you. I mean, he's got everybody on the album ranging from Justin Bieber to Future. I mean, 2 Chainz, Migos, Kanye, a few other cats, man. It's a real eclectic album, you know. I don't think it's traditional in any sense. I will give him that. And that's that, man. I wish the 90059 would have appeared on my phone with the other two albums, but I wasn't that fortunate. However, though, I did get the Easy Bake and the album title track, and I think the Gumbo. Everything I'm hearing from this tape sounding real, real good, man. I'm waiting for this J-Rock 90059. TDE never disappoints. I mean, from To Pimp a Butterfly to Control System, Oxymoron, These Days, and even Isaiah Rashad's project. TDE never disappoints, man. So I'm waiting to see what J-Rock's going to do. And I think that'll probably be the last TDE release we get for the year, probably. I guess the only thing left to talk about in music will be the VMAs. You know, if you're listening to my podcast, I doubt that you even care about the VMAs. I'll leave that up to the other guys to discuss. I don't really care about it at this point. We all know it's not controlled by the fans. And most of the time, good music goes unnoticed. So I don't really care about the VMAs. And I probably won't, you know, ever talk about it on this podcast. Anything mainstream probably goes out of the window. And it's not that I'm anti-mainstream. It's just, like I said, good music goes unnoticed. Mainstream doesn't really promote good music. Everything that's really worth listening to, you got to kind of come down to the underground to check that out. So I think I heard Elliot Wilson consider his podcast a mainstream podcast or whatever, or I don't know. This is definitely an underground podcast. So yeah, with that being said, that's pretty much going to be it for me this week. If you guys are listening to iTunes, rate and subscribe. If you're listening on Podomatic.com, rate and subscribe. I haven't managed to get it on SoundCloud yet. Not that I don't care about it, but it's just, you know, you forget sometimes. I'm one person. But I'm going to get it on SoundCloud for everybody who doesn't have Apple products. If you're looking for the podcast but can't find it, you can definitely find me on Instagram or Twitter at Cash_Gotti. That's Cash_Gotti. And if there's something you want to discuss that you don't really hear me talking about, you can also let me know at 1200podcast@gmail.com. I'm open for all discussions. You know, I try to dedicate each episode to a certain theme. You know, I don't like to talk about so many things, but you know, if it's about music, you know, hip hop, drifting, you know, anything like that, man, I'm open to chop it up, man. Once again, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for the support. It's truly a blessing to have this platform to chop it up with y'all on a weekly basis, man. I remember when I used to try to figure out how to do this. How do you even go about starting a podcast? You know, it's not as easy as it seems, as it sounds, but you know, if it's something that you're interested in doing, you can definitely do it. It's definitely attainable. And that's it, man. Like I said, Cash_Gotti, 1200 seconds, the podcast. I'll be talking to you guys next week, man. Peace.